Turkey calls on signatories of the Ukraine grain deal to respect the pact following Russia's attack on the port of Odessa, and the U.S. plans to plant over 1 million trees across millions of acres of burned and dead woodlands in the U.S. West. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Tuesday, July 26th. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on the signatories of an Ankara-brokered deal aimed at unblocking Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea to respect the pact. Erdogan said he expected everyone to act in accordance with their responsibilities. His remark came after a Russian attack on the port of Odessa sparked fresh concerns. Last week, Turkey, the UN, Russia, and Ukraine signed the landmark agreement. In his interview to Turkey's public broadcaster TRT, Erdogan said failure on the deal would work against all. Pope Francis has apologized for the evil inflicted on the Indigenous peoples of Canada on a visit focused on addressing decades of abuse at Catholic-run residential schools. The 85-year-old pontiff said he also begs forgiveness for cultural destruction and the physical, verbal, psychological, and spiritual abuse of children over decades. The plea was made before a crowd of Indigenous peoples in Western Alberta province. Tunisian President Kais Saied's supporters are celebrating the almost certain victory of the yes vote in a referendum on a new constitution that strengthens the powers of the head of state. The referendum saw about 27.5% of 9.3 million registered voters cast ballots. An overwhelming 92-93% of those who voted supported the new constitution. The vote was held a year to the day after Saied sacked the government and froze parliament in what rivals call a coup. French and British satellite operators Eutelsat and OneWeb have announced plans to merge and create a global champion in broadband internet, rivaling US giants such as Elon Musk's Starlink. Eutelsat will combine its 36-strong fleet of geostationary Earth orbit satellites with OneWeb's constellation of 648 low Earth orbit satellites to create what they called a powerful player. Satellite broadband promises to bring coverage to the most remote areas of the planet by doing away with the need for antennas and other infrastructure. And finally, the Biden administration has said it will plant more than 1 billion trees across millions of acres of burned and dead woodlands in the U.S. West. The move comes at a time when officials are struggling to counter the increasing toll on the nation's forests from wildfires, insects, and other manifestations of the climate crisis. The U.S. Agriculture Department said it will have to quadruple the number of tree seedlings produced by nurseries to get through the backlog and meet future needs. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.